The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn
Welcome
Show.
To another episode
of the
Damon
Dave
Hahn
and
Show.
Hahn
Show.
Show.
Now
in stereo
on NBC. What?
.tm.
Oh, God. Yes, we're back, folks. This is the Dave and Hahn Show.
Back and alive and kicking.
A lot of you have been asking, where have we been?
And
that's not true at all. Nobody has asked. Nobody listens. Nobody writes in. Nobody.
Nobody thinks about us.
But we're okay with that because we're not doing it for you. We're doing it for God.
God-fearing rodents.
God. This is why we haven't done an episode in a year.
I have not been able to get past that sentence.
Let's see. Episode 50 was posted in September of 2018. Episode 51 was recorded, but as of yet not released, and it was done on an unknown date. Is this correct?
Well,
was it months later? Do you have any memory of this?
I don't remember exactly, but we could with some...
The Dave and Hahn Show.
Welcome. We could have... we could just look at the file stamps. What? The date stamps?
Well, I guess there's probably an email from you asking about
it. Do we even use stamps in this day and age?
Grown.
Okay. But anyway, this is technically episode 52, the best type of technically episode 52. Just keep going.
Yes. We had this... it was thrown out today, the idea that episode 51 would be released when the million-plus people of the United States and around the world storm Area 51 on September 20th.
Yes.
2019.
It is now 2019. And today is August... 18. So
now, Hahn, is there anything of note else going on September 20th, or nothing you're willing to discuss?
Well, my wife is expecting a baby on the 20th.
Your baby?
Yes.
Wow. So there you go, folks. You didn't think it would be possible, but Hahn did it.
At least once.
At least once. So we're back. To the David Hahn Show. Here we are. What's new? Let's do some bibble babble.
Bibs and babs for 2019.
I have a line here that says, where the hell were we? Did we discuss that or address
what
that?
What do you mean? Where are we? We're still in...
Where the hell were we? Why has it been almost a year since our last episode, even though there's one more episode?
I don't know. You tell me, muchacho.
I don't know. We're not really a team, really. That's the problem.
I put the T in team.
There's been some friction, some...
Ew.
Ooh, you know, just like take that and run with it.
We don't have any excuses. We're just lazy, mostly.
I don't know. This whole waveform has gone to shit.
Whose waveform is bad? Mine or yours?
Both of us. I don't know. And I sound
too,
like...
Too big or too little?
Sounds like I'm in a Reese's Pieces box.
Okay, we're sorry for folks at home who are, like, enjoying the good stereo.
This may be an audially challenged episode, but you're not here for the quality of the audio. You're here for the wit and banter.
The width of the audio, hosts. If you will.
Wow, Hahn really wants to make you all upset. Why is there no, like... There's no, what's the word? Like, the sound is very
joy?
Flat in my headphones here.
Excuse me. Well, maybe it's the bafflers.
Yeah. But we used them last time, I believe. Did we? I think so. It's been so long. Okay, let's get right to it, eh?
Welcome.
E52. Obviously, we're saving our fake E5 for later. A little tease for the kids. Yeah. Hahn,
all the hits keep on coming.
Let's go right away to the dangerous wager.
Oh, okay. My.
I need to know at this point, am I going to give you $1 million that I have to pay off? I'm not sure how it's going to work, but it's binding. It's like, is my life ruined?
It's like cash for life, right?
Is my life ruined? Yes. Now for the, like, or do I get to just...
But clearly you can't afford
to coast on living in financial misery. Here we go.
Already miserous.
The Dangerous Wager. And in The Dangerous Wager, I give Han... I just give Han a chance to win $1 million.
The odds are much less than 1 in a million.
All he has to do is come up with an answer of a very, very difficult question. But usually it's just a number or something.
Impossible.
No, not impossible.
Okay, near
impossible. Okay, this one's very simple, Han.
The odds are very much against me.
I'm going to name a city in the world.
As Phil Collins would say...
And you're going to tell me it's longitude and latitude.
Against all odds. How many cities I got to do?
I'm going to give one city.
Okay. And how accurate does
this is where
latitude and
you
longitude?
You have to be within 0.1 second.
Okay. Not, so forget.
Hold on. Wait. No. 0.1. Wait. Hold on.
I can't even place Toronto. Let alone...
Do you have an idea where... Like, I just want to make sure my...
No, I don't have any idea of how... I know...
You know Toronto's in the 40s latitude, right? 49th parallel? What's that about? 49th parallel?
Okay. Was that latitude or longitude?
Latitude. Anyways.
Latitude, it's very confusing because the lines go one way, but they measure the other way. And...
I think Toronto's 44 or 45. I don't... What's 49th then? That's a weird...
49th is the American border.
So then... But we're north... Oh.
Isn't it?
Maybe.
So we're very close to the border.
So say we're 45 point something. So you have to be within point one. So if you said Toronto was 44.7 and it was 44.6, that would count. You have the range of 44.6 to 44.8. So that's how close you have to be. Okay. Point one of a degree.
What are we east-wise?
What? You have to get both
east. I know, but what is Toronto?
I don't know. That I do not know.
Well, I don't know either. So obviously I'm starting from like...
Good, because I don't want you to win $1 million. Here we go.
Okay.
What is the longitude and latitude of Cairo, Egypt? Go.
Okay, wait. What did we say Toronto was? 49th north.
No, I said it's 45 point something. I'm guessing...
Okay, Egypt is much closer to the equator.
I don't feel like
this... I equate Egypt with.
Why did I give you
equator?
A hint? That's the big question here.
But it's south of the equator. But how much south? Right? Isn't it south? In my geography, I'm sure a whole bunch of people are like, "Oh my god, Han, you don't know anything about geography." I don't, but I also don't. How often people measure using? I mean, unless you're a pilot, or
we're already at 55 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's just say. Jesus. Oh, sorry, Jesus.
So wait, you have to give a degree and then a subdegree, a second, I guess, as I would call it, and then a cardinal direction, like north, south, east, west.
What? I also have to get the north, south, east, west,
yeah,
correct?
Because if it's above the equator, it's north. If it's below the equator, it's south.
So as soon as I say one wrong direction, I'm already out. It's disqualified.
Well, I'm going to leave it for a surprise at the end. Okay, so what is the latitude... The north-south.
Okay, degree. I'll say south 12.2.
Okay.
And
so south.
And then it's east-west. I'll say east. I actually don't know what the east-west is. So, because it's from Greenwich, right? And I'm assuming is it east or west of Greenwich? Jesus, I can't visualize it.
When were you last at Greenwich?
East.
Greenwich.
I'll say 23. 0.4 east.
Okay, so you're a little closer on the longitude. It's 31 degrees and 13 seconds east. However, it is 30 degrees north.
Okay, whatever.
So you were in the wrong hemisphere.
Okay, but I was pretty close east-wise.
It's 30 degrees, 2 seconds north, and 31 degrees, 13 seconds east. That is where Cairo...
Well, I blame the Mercator... Whatever.
What? I'm terrible with geography, but at least I knew that Cairo was in the northern hemisphere.
That actually makes sense, because the North
Africa...
Because
that's where Egypt is. Okay, so that's it. Thanks for listening, folks.
That's a show.
You know, let's do a few more segments. Han, do you have something to get this ball rolling with?
Segmentize you with? Okay, I guess it's been a while. This is a small thing, but I guess a nerd alert?
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
This particular nerd alert is more of a game alert.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about one specific video game, which recently finished.
I have a section here called Gamey Look.
So this is kind of a game, a look at a game, sure. We can talk about your game
after
I talk about my game.
No, I have six of them. Since it's been so long, I just wrote down six games I recall playing since.
What, should I just recall all, count down all the games I played? Okay,
go ahead. Just
very quickly.
It's all about you, man.
Inside,
what's your nerd alert?
Inside's a game that came out like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, six years ago.
Inside what game? What game were you inside here?
The game was called Inside.
Okay, that's going to clear
it. And it's...
So there's a game that you played on which platform?
On the PC.
Called Inside that was available on which gaming publishing?
A bunch of things. It's by the same people who did Limbo.
Steam. You got it from Steam. Thanks. No, you got it from Humble Bundle. You got it from Green Man Games.
It's an excellent game. It reminds me a lot of... It's like one of those games where there's very little
What type
narrative.
Of game is it? Is it a first-person shooter?
It's a sideways scrolling adventure, I guess. You mostly can do jumps and interaction.
Tumbles. Are there any tumbles?
You can tumble. It kind of tells a story, but it's also like there's no real talking or anything. Thing in the game, you play a little boy. You don't know very much about the world. You're just thrown into a forest and you're being chased.
So you're
don't know why.
You played with a little boy. That's now on record here on the.
I've been a little boy.
He bit a little boy while I was. Okay. Why do we do this show?
Why are you doing this bit? I don't know. It's just.
I'm tipsy.
Anyway, I'm just giving
fun.
I'm just giving people.
Nobody's
suggestion
listening.
If you haven't played it, I enjoyed the game a lot. The animation's very smooth and. Very enjoyable,
so
and it's
smooth,
like a slow mystery that unravels. It's a lot of secrets, and I like Inside. It's super highly rated, and it actually really deserves its rating. This is like one of those rare games that's like, oh, everyone seems to love it, and when you play, it's like, oh, it actually is pretty good. It reminds me of Out of This World, which is an old game from the 90s, I guess, that it's also similarly, it's like, there's very little story or background. You're just like thrown into this, in that game, another world place kind of thing. But, and you kind of just like are left to like figure out what to do, which I kind of really enjoy. It's like very much you have to, you know, there's so many derivative and formulaic games out there that when you come across something more original where you have to like figure out how to do things yourself, I really enjoy that kind of experience. So. I really strongly suggest Inside. But why don't you just get to the games that you want to
spew about? Is about you.
Okay, well, I'm done.
On a scale from 1 to 10, would you give it a major, major, major go? That's a shout out to Flossie Carter, a YouTube tech...
Now you're making it all about Floss.
Tech video reviewer
you're
guy.
In the pockets of Big Denture.
Flossie Carter.
Check him out. I don't like giving a number, but let's say.
How much major. Was it? Was this did you say danger was the number?
I said major.
Oh, major. Okay. How much was this game? It wasn't expensive, right?
I don't recall.
Thank you. I played the game too. It was a lot of fun.
Now you've played the game suddenly.
It has a zany last section, right? Would you say that?
Spoilers.
That's Inside by Poor Man Games. You didn't say that, actually.
I didn't. Is it true?
Check it out at your local retailer. Remember my Mediascape at Young and Wellesley?
No.
Okay. So I played some games in the last year. I'm currently playing Borderlands 2. Han hated that game because he did not like Borderlands 1.
I just don't like
Borderlands.
The constant upgrade mechanic. But of course, you don't care about that since you're playing on God mode, but whatever.
Whoa. So let's keep religion out of this, buddy.
Okay, on...
Yes, that's true. I think we've mentioned this before, yes. I use trainers because...
Your feet are sore.
If you think about it, you're playing a role-playing game, right?
Excuse me?
Yeah, maybe not this type of game, but I'm used to it from role-play RPGs, right? You're playing a role-playing game. So you're playing the role
of God, and you get to destroy everything.
Exactly. I like to spice things up a bit by playing the role of a
god. You always like to
god,
play God.
Of literally a god who is...
And yet you like to hide in your video games.
And can just kill everyone or destroy all enemies, like snapping your fingers. So they don't... Like, they just see you coming. They're like, oh, I'm going to now
shoot
this guy.
So you're like that head crush dude from Kids in the Hall. Snapping fingers, crushing people. Just keep going. Why do you stop?
So Borderlands 2 was a super deal on Steam where you got it, Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, Borderlands the prequel.
Borderlands has like 1,000
About
like
1,000 expansions and add-ons. And The price was like $4.60.
There's a lot of content. I will say there's a lot of content.
That's because it was just built up over many a year.
It is an old game.
And this is all kind of hype and anticipation for the upcoming Borderlands 3, which is dropping. Let me get all...
Is it not out?
No, it comes September 20th.
That's coincidental.
Is that a Tuesday? It's coming out in the next month. So I'm having a ball with it. There's so much content and it's great.
And you're invulnerable to...
And to anyone who hasn't played it before, now's a sweet, sweet time to get a great deal on tens of hours, if not hundreds of hours of gameplay.
It's probably thousands of hours.
Could be millions.
Well, okay.
What else we got talking on what, huh? I'll just briefly talk about some other games over the...
Oh my God, this is going to be the game show.
Last few months.
Can podcasts be game shows?
South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Oh, God. Wait, how's that spelled?
Fractured butt, B-U-T, hole, W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, okay.
It's a pun.
I thought it was something else.
It's a pun. I played the first game, The Stick of Truth. It was okay.
How's Stick of Truth spelled?
The way you'd expect. It was not a pun title.
Okay.
What I... didn't really like is the turn-based, grid-based, I guess like kind of Japanese-style combat.
When you're a god, why do you want to take turns?
Exactly, because it's slow. It slows down the game a lot. The game is like, both games are like some fun like exploration and kind of slight little puzzles to solve. And just hilarious, obviously it's hilarious.
Hilarious dialogue.
Dialogue, cutscenes. It's very, very entertaining, very,
very
funny.
It's like watching a cartoon, playing a cartoon.
Yeah, but there's frequent forced combat things, which just are the same repetitive thing. You use your powers, you move the grid, there's like 4 versus 4 or 5. It's just, because it's so entertaining in terms of the jokes, the cutscenes, and the exploration, it kind of... bogs down with combat. And I guess to other people...
Who would imagine a video game having actual conflict?
To other people, that's the draw. But to me, it's whatever. Although South Park, the second one, Fractured Butthole, is like 10 times funnier, 10 times more entertaining.
It uses a different combat system.
It's an improved, streamlined. It's kind of better, easier to do. The controls are much better. I play with actually...
So they're not turn-based?
I play with actually Xbox controller. It is turn-based.
But you just... I thought that was your major complaint about the first one. How has this improved?
The controls are easier. You're not going through menus when you want to do your turn. It's just... It's simplified.
There's no menu.
I still recommend it. Just any South Park fans or any like, kind of comedy fans. It's still... Although, I guess you got to be a South Park fan because it's... All the jokes are based on the imagination of kids. Like, they think it's like a giant war with people, like superheroes with amazing powers in the world.
But do you have to be a South Park fan to get to enjoy it?
I would say the classic line, no, but it certainly helps. it's you don't have to be if you like just jokes and stuff, but and it's not all South Park references. It's just the whole just the South Park's is about
like,
everything through the mind of the kids.
What if you're into South Park humor, but you haven't seen, like, you've only seen like 5 episodes?
Then you will love it.
Okay.
Super Mario Odyssey. I'm playing that on the Switch. A lot of fun. Quest for the Golden Duck. That was 19 cents. Rage 2 was okay. I didn't really like it. Right. And Bob is You.
You already finished Rage 2?
So, no, I did not. Rage 2. Okay, we both liked Rage, yeah?
It was very excellently done, but it's very short.
And very suddenly ending kind of thing. Rage 2 is a more typical Mad Max, I don't know what other examples there are.
Post-apocalyptic world.
Far Cry, sandbox, open world, where there's zones, and then there's like
you got to defeat the boss of the zone.
Yeah, and all that. And it's, unlike what I recall on Rage 1, the area between anything of note is just like a dead, boring, monotonous, non-interesting, whatever. What am I trying to say?
So there's a lot of driving between empty areas?
Yeah, it's a lot of empty areas, which is bad for an open world game. That's kind of the big fault. There's nothing to do. It's just nothing.
Is it possible you just miss like secret doodads and hidey holes? And
there's a few of those, but there's no like, I remember in Rage 1, there's always 800 people trying to kill you, like another car.
Rage 1 is like, but it was also hilariously small, the maps. They weren't very big.
Yes. So by making it much bigger, they've kind of ruined the... But Mad Max was a big... Like, if you compare it to Mad Max had it all going on. This one is just like a dull version of Mad Max.
Okay. That's too bad. Mad Max was a reasonably good game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was our nerd alert / game me look.
Oh my god, can we stop being nerds now?
Yes, let's be... let's be fat what? People. Let's go Ooh. To Count Factula. Count Factula.
It's only got spooky in here. Okay.
I just looked up 2 kooky facts while Han was in the toilets.
I wasn't in the... okay, whatever.
Yeah, you weren't... Well, I don't know what you were. There's no cameras in there.
Doors was closed.
Queen Elizabeth II, have you hung out with her at all?
Who are we talking about here?
Queen Elizabeth II. Now, I'm so dumb, I don't know if that's not the current queen, is it? I think it is. Because it was a photo of the current queen with this little...
I'm pretty sure
okay. The current queen of England...
Of England...
is a trained auto mechanic. Thank you. Good night, folks.
Is that true?
Yeah. It was part of her, like, somehow military service, and she trained to repair
military Ford
vehicles. Military vehicles. She got, like, a complete training in mechanics of vehicles. So it's a good thing to know if you're ever stuck on a highway and the... She drives by.
Now, am I the only one who hears like a humming in the background?
I don't hear it in this, okay. So I think we're okay.
Okay, we're all good.
And our non-talky things are completely
tumor.
Flat lines on the old spectrometer.
It's my tumor acting up. Okay.
Good, good, nice. And I have a second fact. 2 for 1, folks.
I feel like we're already... Okay.
Goats. What do you know about goats?
They smelly...
Have you ever been to that goat sex site?
What?
You know that goats.x? What is it? You know that?
Goatsy?
Goatsy.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's a regrettable thing. Why?
This has nothing to do with that. This is a fact about living animal petting zoo goats. Goats, are you ready for this?
All the way zoo?
Are you sitting down?
Okay.
Have rectangular pupils. Thank you, folks. Good night.
Why?
I don't know why. I didn't...
How do they dilate?
I don't know. Maybe it's something to check after the show, after this episode.
Why do you never check these things out?
I don't have the time to do deep dives.
You are not curious.
Also, Count Facula doesn't care about that shit. He just wants to give you the facts and then suck your blood.
Is that a fact?
And I saw some photos. They're like elongated rectangles. And it is creepy as shit. Can I say that?
Like, what happens when the pupils, like, open up or close?
Well, why don't you get a goat excited and we'll find out.
You sure you don't hear that hum? Okay. What's next?
Well, I think I hear it in here, but not in here. And I think it's just from outside.
Okay.
This is going to be the hum complaint episode.
What should we do next?
It's up to you.
Maybe Han. Top three?
Top three. Yes. For those of you following the news, our president, not our president, the United States president.
El big old presidente.
Donald J. Trump.
The orange skull, they call him.
Has recently said on record that he is interested in buying the country Greenland. Is it a country? The continent. No, it's a country. What
is it? It's owned by Iceland.
Ford. Or is it Iceland?
I think it's owned by Iceland, yeah.
That's a Count Facula if there ever was one.
Or I think it's in some way related to Iceland.
Well, it's next to Iceland and they both end in land.
Anyway.
Actually, you're the Trump lover, not droller. You're the Trump news lover.
Well,
you're the Trump maniac.
I'm not a Trump lover. I just like read the news.
Okay, so Han, just take over this.
Trump
segment.
Is often in the news. What am I doing?
You keep going with this. You're running with this.
Well, I thought you were just going to say that Trump expressed interest in buying Greenland.
Okay.
And people were kind of making fun of him about it.
Okay, nice to know.
Because you can't really buy countries like that.
Can't, that's what he's learning.
Most countries are not for sale.
Okay, but here's with this story.
What you think?
With this story breaking, a lot of news sources published the other things that Trump has said he wanted to buy.
He said a lot of things over the years,
right? And
he's an
old guy.
We
look at the list, and
he's in the business. He's a businessman.
Yeah,
business involves buying and selling.
Totally, buying and selling, wheeling and dealing, buying and selling,
dealing and wheeling,
dealing and selling, buying and wheeling.
Wheeling
so
low.
This article was amazing. All the things.
I thought it was pretty informative. Yeah. I didn't realize some of these things that he's interested in buying.
And all of them were backed up with facts. Like, yeah. these are things he tweeted, he Instagrammed, he did them all, mentioning these things that he wanted to buy.
He liked on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Snapchat, he was all over that.
He's into
Grindr. there's a lot of evidence on the public social media record of these things that he expressed interest in buying. And that's fine, because he, as you said, he's a businessman. So, Han, what is one of the things that you saw?
Well,
that
I thought this was strange, because I'm not sure that, like Greenland, I'm pretty sure you can't buy this. But anyway, he said that he was interested in buying Shangri-La, which I'm like, does that even exist? Does Shangri-La exist?
I don't. Is it a city? What is
it? Isn't that like, I thought it was a place in the Himalayas.
It's possible.
Is it?
Well, I guess we'll find out soon if it's for sale.
Or is it a fictional city from a novel?
I do not know. I'm very bad with geography.
Sounds like a made-up word to me.
It very well could be.
And I'm from the Orient, so.
Yes, you are.
Well, what was the one that you thought was interesting?
Well, it's kind of obvious, but at the same time, surprising. One of the other things that Trump wanted to buy was a clue. Like
from the board game?
No, just a clue on...
So he's finally expressed interest
presiding,
in gaining,
I guess.
Increasing his knowledge.
Like, where do you even go? Like, you search for clue on Amazon and it only brings you to the board game. So it's probably a challenge for him to... Like, where do you even go about finding something like that? That's tricky.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
That's probably why I was asking.
I think it's a popular thing to want to buy.
Yeah, okay.
mm-hmm. although usually not featured on podcasts. Well, here's one I thought was kind of neat. He wanted to buy family restaurant chain Chi-Chi's.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought...
I like that restaurant, actually.
That was a pretty good restaurant. Yeah. But I am pretty sure it is no longer in business.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know there hasn't been
one. Even though...
There hasn't been one in Canada, or at least Toronto, for many years.
They had that fried ice cream.
Yes. And, I kind of hope they still existed, though. But
I think they're the pioneers of fried frozen desserts.
Are you verifying that there is no more Chi-Chi's chain?
I'm... according to Wikipedia and other places, Chi-Chi's no longer exists.
That's kind of embarrassing for him. It doesn't even
exist. Maybe he should have bought a clue and then he would have known about Chi-Chi's.
That's a good idea. You're right. That's a good point. This was kind of surprising but not surprising.
Yeah.
And it happened like 2-3 years ago. But he went on record saying that he wanted to buy an iPhone 10 Plus with 256 gigs of RAM. But at the time, this was the dilemma, he was still on contract for a Nexus 5 that he had. So
that's how to get you.
Do you break the contract? It's not good.
It's a tough decision.
For a businessman, it's not good business to break a contract, right?
It takes a businessman
more.
To...
You're paying more than you need to, and nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Especially
it's not easy.
A world-renowned businessman like Donald J. Trump.
Whew, that's a doozy.
And... I don't know. That was years ago. Like, did he? Like, I'm just curious. Did he buy an iPhone 10 Plus? I will Google that after the show.
Actually, you could probably just read his tweet, and then it'll say, "Tweeted from my."
That's a good idea. Actually, yeah.
Or whatever.
I'll do device. That. I'll do that.
I thought this was a curious one, and I'm not. I don't know. I get it makes sense though when you think about it. I think it was just last year or the year before, he's talking about his wall, but he also wants to buy the Great Wall of China, which I thought, oh, that's interesting.
So he wants to buy it, not build one.
I don't know if he wants to make the one on the border out of the Great Wall of China, or if he just wants to own all the walls in the world.
This is a pre-built wall he wants to buy?
He wants to make China's wall great again. That's
seems like he's skipping a step there. He's just buying a pre-built wall.
He's buying a wall that's been built by China.
When? Like recently or...
I'm pretty sure the Great Wall of China was made in China.
Well, yeah. Bet you it doesn't hold up very well, eh? Because it's... What? Okay, well, that's interesting. And is it for sale? Did we get any update on that?
I'm not sure. We have to ask President Xi.
Okay. That's on... Okay, you do that after?
I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Just...
lastly... now, this, of course, you know, once you realize this is before Greenland, but once you realize he was interested in Greenland, this is almost kind of an obvious next purchase or related purchase.
Mm.
He wants to buy Narnia, the land of Narnia.
He's really into those imaginary lands, isn't he? Why would he want Narnia, though? That I don't understand.
I think he dislikes where magic dreams can happen.
He just wants to get some of that sweet Turkish delight.
Good night, folks.
Or is he just...
Oh, I was right.
Interested in Turkish traveling into closets.
Why does it always end in Turkish delight with Han?
That was the thing they have in Narnia where they...
Spoiler alert. Okay, yeah. For those of you who haven't read Harry Potter, now it's all ruined. Thank you.
Well...
Okay, should we keep going or?
I don't know anymore.
Do you have a what's it called?
Excuse me.
Other than the Fakie 5, what else do you got? Anything?
I got Boogie Looks. I got Netflix fixes. Yeah. I got In My Society.
Okay, tell us about your society.
Well, David.
Now, first of all, it's been a year. Do you have a society yet, or you're still working on it?
It's I have a team working round the clock.
Okay.
In my society, I think
you agree that this is a terrible podcast, right?
It's probably one of our worst.
No, I don't mean this one. I mean just compared to other podcasts.
No,
like
some of them out there are just pure stinkers.
We have our Fakey Five, which the listener, the non whatever, the potential listeners can
the non-believers
can play at home. And it's fun. Like, it's a game. Like, and they like, do they win? Do they lose? Do they get right or wrong? Like, it's kind of, you know.
Well, I feel like listening to this podcast is kind of a win or lose.
But other than that, what do you get out of this? If you like, we try to be funny with our top threes. But otherwise, like, yeah, we saw the latest movie in theaters. It was blah, blah, blah.
It's a two majors.
What a shitty podcast, eh?
Are you trying to improve the podcast that way?
I'm glad I don't have to listen to this.
Well.
Okay, you were saying, sorry, we're talking
for
about...
For me sitting over here,
we're talking about...
in my society...
Oh, yeah, your society, yes.
In my society, the government would... What did I write here? I don't even understand this. I am sorry. No, okay, in my society, the government would take care of the environment. Now, what I mean is, right now, climate change is destroying the world.
Vote green, I guess. That's what
it's like. The Arctic is on fire. I don't know if you heard about all the peat moss getting exposed and burning up. And like,
I thought all peat moss was a baseball player.
Whatever. And like, there's more radical fluctuations in temperatures, and you know, hottest years and all that stuff is happening. And it's just like. Going crazy. The earth is like, and like, we're not doing very much about it. I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like, why don't the government just take care of it? And then like we the people could just like live our lives and be happy and not have to think about it and be like, guilted into like recycling.
How are they taking care of it? I don't understand. Like, how are they going to recycle for us?
Just like, I don't know. I don't know how they would do it, but I feel like maybe... put more money into renewable energies or researching things to do to help improve.
But right now you have to do renewable energies, like you specifically. What, I don't understand.
Yeah. So now this is your society. All of a sudden, I'm just saying.
I would never live in your society.
What, the one with free Wi-Fi? Are you kidding me?
Is that from a previous episode?
Yeah.
I didn't know we're supposed to reference the same society each time. But anyways.
This is my society. It has all these benefits.
Sounds like taxes are going to be like 10 times what we pay now.
No, not necessarily.
Could be 9 or 11.
I'm just saying that government should do more about the environment so that we don't have to think about it.
So do you have a specific example like with our government and our setup here in old Canada?
Like I feel like if it's an issue of too much carbon in the atmosphere, why don't we have more carbon sinks?
What I don't know what carbon, like it's not a physical sink. What do you mean?
It's like, I guess plants would be a very good sink, like trees.
Okay, so whose job is it currently to plant trees for that?
Well,
kind
no
of
one's
thing?
Job. That's the problem. No one's doing it. No one's like making these sinks. So in my society, it would be the government to make, this is an example. I'm not a climate Scientologist. Scientologist? I don't know. That's why I'm saying people smarter than me should take care of it.
Okay, so anyone should take care of it. Got it.
Well, someone qualified.
I was making a joke about how everyone is smarter than you.
What?
You said people smarter with me, and then I said, so everybody. It was a joke.
Climate Scientologist would take care of it. We should just get the Scientologist on this.
I think you need more thought in this whole idea.
No, that's the whole point. It's my society. I don't want to have to think about it. I want other people to take care of it.
But you're the government, so you have to be the other people.
Am I the government?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm the leader in this society? It's just my society. I'm not saying I own it.
So you just bought it? Like Trump could buy Greenland?
I just want to live in Shangri-La. Just don't...
Why now, okay, now that we're done with that... reading of the facts.
Okay.
Is Shangri-La a fictional place?
Yeah, it's totally just a thing in a book.
I thought it was real. This is how dumb I am.
It's a name that sounds like a place.
So it's not in somewhere. In the Orient. It's not in there. So does what it was it? Exist. What's it from?
It's from a book. It's like this, like magical place that's like where everyone's happy and kind of like Shangri-La implies like a fantasy heavenly world or land, I guess.
It's I just picture a lot a of erotic massages in this place.
Well, there's a lot of places in, like, there's Shangri-La Hotel. There's, like, Shangri-La Resort. Oh, yeah,
there's one in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not...
So it's like Narnia Hotel.
It's named... Just, yeah, exactly. It's not a real place. It's in a novel. So there's your Count Facula.
What'd you just call me? I think at this point, it is a time to joke.
Okay, let's bring up the humor.
Because we've it up. Been suffering here. I have, like I've done the last few times, I have three jokes, all from Reddit's r/clean jokes.
I don't like slash jokes.
And
slasher
I'm gonna,
jokes.
I'm going to just read them to you, and you're going to, just for funsies, no one's keeping score, just tell me which one you thought was the best, which one you liked the most.
Okay, I'll say number three right now.
Okay. Now I'll read them out. Number one, I ended up in jail the other night. Across from me were two guys who glued themselves together. It was very confusing. That was number one. Number two.
It's a thinker. But kind of a stinker.
Well, good thing you didn't say number one is your best one. Although maybe it is when you hear these next two. My friend told me, my girlfriend keeps asking me if I'm an Alice in Wonderland character, and it's really driving me crazy. And I asked, are you mad at her? And he responded, geez, don't you start too.
I don't follow.
Mad at her, Mad Hatter.
But why are you using that voice?
Yeah, you're right. Why is the my friend, who's male...
Not necessarily male, but okay, male.
Was like, he talking in kind of I was trying to do a female voice.
Like a false Mickey Mouse.
And number three. Rest in peace, I said to the boiling water. You will be missed.
Rest in peace.
I said to the boiling water. You will be missed.
Yeah, three's the best. They all are terrible. But I feel like your weird voice for number two kind of like made it...
Oh, really? Because my girlfriend keeps asking me if I...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Never... It's...
Somehow you made this podcast worse than it already was.
I really blew number two.
Excuse me?
You heard me. That was a mistake. I wanted to... I had to clarify. I had to give you the difference between my friend told me and then what my friend told me. If I just said the same way,
friend's voice.
My friend told me my girlfriend keeps like you make it confused. What's the quote? Who's the narrating now? What's going on? Right. So I tried to distinguish
the voices,
and I chose the wrong way to do
that. You chose. You chose quaint Mickey Mouse
poorly. Well, should we do it? Or should we?
Yeah, let's do
keep
it.
Dragging
let's
it out. Okay.
What are we time wise? What's the time? Time.
We had 43 minutes. 43 quality minutes of podcast gold.
All right. Let's hit it.
Hit it. Let's tap that.
Let's show them what we got.
Now, who's going to go first? This time, let's let fate decide. I'm going to take a deck of cards here. I'm going to shuffle it. You're going to pick one card for you, one for me, and the higher card goes first.
We're sitting across from separate rooms. And
okay, this one's yours.
Okay.
And then take mine.
What?
So you don't think I'm cheating. Take mine so you don't think I'm cheating.
Excuse me.
The higher card goes first. And Han has pulled out two cards. He's flipping over mine first. It is the three of diamonds. His is the, what is it?
Eight of hearts,
so he goes first. Here he goes. The first Fakey Five.
Okay, wait, first we got to explain what Fakey Five is. And it's also Fakey Five. Fakey Five, we're in. We read five facts, five tidbits, five little factoids, five trivia parts of a subject, and we've looked it up, and we've verified they're true. We called around.
You've lost your describing rights of this segment from now on.
But one of them is not true. One of them is false. One of them we made up, and we get you, the listener at home, as well as our...
Or at work. Or on the bus.
Co-podcast person to try to guess which one is the fake.
I'll be representing you, the listeners of this podcast. Although you do your own guesses. We don't have to be in sync that way. We don't have to come up with one answer.
And I'll be representing you, a baby sheep. Wait.
Oh, God. Help me, please.
Okay. My Fakey Five, my topic. Well, it is...
That's the beauty of Fakey Five, by the way. We have our own topics. We don't have to give the same boring... We just wing it. We go with our own vibe.
Well, if they were the same, then there'd be a real danger of us having the same trivia.
Also, explain this a little bit more, Han puts a lot of thought and...
Why do you have to say that?
I'm complimenting you. Is that okay? Not allowed? Is that upset you?
I don't know.
A lot
know.
Of research. He puts, he thinks about what would be the good one. Me, I just look for what are porn star names? And then just quickly find it. Don't verify anything and just go with it. So just note that.
What are porn star names? Okay. Boobsy
Russell, I assume, is one.
Today is August 18th. Well, back on August 15th was the 50th year anniversary of Woodstock.
Oh, that concert in the
August 15th, 1969. Woodstock. Not the little bird and Snoopy.
No, don't do it.
And Peanuts. What's wrong with that? You don't like me talking about Peanuts, Charles Schultz? But anyway, Woodstock, 50 years. Here's five trivia bits. I'm going to read them out.
Okay, so these are actual, unlike other segments, these are actual facts of Woodstock from 1969. One of them has been altered or made up entirely, and you don't even have to tell me that which one.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Number one.
The
Woodstock Festival didn't actually take place in Woodstock. Number two. One person was killed during a riot. Number three. Approximately 500,000 people attended. That's 500,000 for those keeping track.
Why would he do an extra line there?
Number four. The ticket entrance price was free.
Now he's stumbling. Odd.
And number five, a total of 32 bands or acts played over the 3 days. Here they are again. Five facts. Woodstock didn't take place in Woodstock. Number two, one person was killed during a riot. Number three, 500,000 people attended. Number four, the entrance fee was free, or it was free to attend. And number five, 32 bands or acts played.
This is the hardest Fakey Five in 52 episodes. There's none I immediately discount.
How much did you know about Woodstock beforehand?
Nothing. Let me just think. Okay, so you have two number-based, other than the one murder or whatever it was. You have two number-based ones. You got your 500,000 attendees.
I didn't say he was murdered.
I know. That's why I laughed. And your 32 bands. Now, would you no, it was 37. You got it wrong, smelly head. No.
No, it would be a magnitude or whatever.
Oh, now he's getting the magnitudes out.
Excuse me.
So would you really magnitude your fakey? I'm going to just say you're... 500,000. That seems way too much. So you're it's obviously not 5 million. So are you saying it's 50,000 or less? 50,000 seems so correct, which means
magnitudes isn't necessarily 10.
I think an order of magnitude means 10.
Okay, but it doesn't mean exactly 10.
Okay, fine.
In this case.
So this is the fakey you're saying.
No. I'm saying...
I think...
If I change the numbers around, it's not... Okay,
whatever. I think it'd be at least 10.
Okay.
The fact that you're saying that is you're like, let's... I'm just going to... I'm going to very unconfidently discount magnitude fakies and think of the remaining three. There was one death in a supposed riot. It was entrance was free. And what was the other one?
What?
The other non-number one?
It was... Not in Woodstock.
Okay, not in Woodstock. I'm trying to... So if it was in Woodstock, that would be fake. Okay, I'm saying that's the fakey.
How are you...
My answer is My answer is number one, that it did not take place in Woodstock.
No, it was the person killed during a riot. That didn't happen.
Yeah,
there was no riot. There was no violence.
That was kind
Woodstock.
Of what I...
It is surprising that there was no violence of 500,000 people, and there was like rain and
that
whatever.
Was kind of...
There's a bunch of miscarriages.
That was the one that called
which
to
funny
me.
Or strange.
So there were not more funny. Deaths. Liar.
Well, are
that
those
was
really
the one
deaths?
That called to me. I feel bad that I...
But 500,000... So the entrance fee, they originally were going to ticket people, but then they were like, we're not ready, and there's way more people than we can possibly, like... There's no way to hold them all in, as it were.
Pardon? I'm glad that my theory of magnitude was a good theory.
So it wasn't in Woodstock. It wasn't... It was 500,000, which is a huge number of people. It was like insane number of people.
Okay.
Anyway.
I feel I had it in my hands, but then I dropped the ball. Which somehow isn't a related pun or joke to what we're just saying.
Well, okay. Just my regret. Why don't you hit me up with your porn stars?
Interesting pizzeria names.
Okay.
These are actual, somewhere probably in the U.S., pizza parlor names.
Now, this is not really fair because I've eaten pizza.
Either they're individuals or chains. I didn't bother looking that up. And one of them is fake. Here
and
we
you,
go.
And you Googled up the fake to make sure it doesn't exist.
Yes. I Googled the reals to make sure there was some clue that they were real. And then I Googled the fake to find out.
Now, did you look up crazy pizzeria names or?
Yeah, something like that. Like how I came to this topic, I typed in.
But how did you pick the?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot
so
the exact phrase.
So they're outrageous pizza names.
Yeah, but they're not that crazy. Here we go. Number one, Angry Baby Pizza.
Okay.
Number two, the Sizzlin' with apostrophe pepperoni. Number three, a pun, Tower of Pizza.
That's for sure real.
Number four, Feelin' Saucy Pizza Shop, apostrophe on Feelin'. And number five, Ma and Pa Za. I'll read them again. Number one, Angry Baby Pizza. Number two, the Sizzlin' Pepperoni. Number three, Tower of Pizza. Number four, Feelin' Saucy Pizza Shop. And number five, Ma and Pa Za.
So I feel like number three, the leaning, what did you say? Leaning pizza?
Tower of, not leaning, Tower of Pizza.
That seems real. It seems like an obvious pun to make, so I'm going to discount that. So it's a top, it's a fakey four.
Number three has been discounted.
So it's, but I actually think it's like.
Fakey.
I feel like Angry Baby, people are idiots, so they'll name a pizzeria after anything. So Angry Baby, discounted.
You heard it? Han has called you an idiot.
Ma and Pa. What did you say? Ma and Pa Za. Ma and Pa Za. That's fine. That's fine. I believe that someone would have named their pizza place that. So it's not between two and four, which also because of the apostrophe.
Fakey two. Hey, you narrowed down to the
like
two
because
apostrophes.
Of your affinity with punctuation, that kind of leads to me towards these two. So what was number two?
I have a punctuation affinity, according to Han.
What's number two?
The Sizzlin' Pepperoni and Feelin' Saucy Pizza Shop.
So I feel like Sizzlin' Pepperoni, that's kind of almost too obvious for you to make up.
By the way, who's hungry right now?
I'm starving for a slice. Number four, what was that again?
Feelin' Saucy Pizza Shop.
Okay, I'm going to, that one's a fake.
Wrong.
Was it two?
Wrong.
Shoot.
Ma and Pa Za was the fake.
Okay, do I get some pizza now?
Now, no one has that name, so let's open one called that. That's
Ma
a great
and
name. You think about it, it's kind of dumb, eh? Ma and Pa Za.
It's a little too close to Ma and Pasta.
They probably have pasta at that place. Oh. It doesn't exist. Okay, we have a double fake out to this week.
Let's ask Trump if he wants to buy it.
Too soon.
Oh.
Okay, I have movie look, bookie look, and I have like 1,000 of each. What else we got here?
Tough what are we time wise?
Time to joke. We're at 54 minutes.
Okay, let's do look. Movies and then let's get out of here.
What about Netflix?
Okay, Netflix.
Netflix fix.
It's time for a Netflix fix, folks.
All we have is shit left, eh? Like movies, books, Netflix, chill.
Some people want to know.
Should we just end it now and just like, okay, we're not ending it now?
Do your Netflix.
Okay, so I think my Netflix is your Netflix.
And then I'm going to throw up.
There's two things that we've been talking about lately. Well, actually, there's one thing we've been watching. I started watching a show that was a recommendation from Han. It is called The OA.
The OA. And it is The OA, not simply OA.
No, it is The OA.
Which is the...
How do you spell that? Why am I talking about it if Han is the suggester of this? How do you spell OA? It is OA. It's a kind of like one word, uppercase... joined together, right? Like two letters, what? The O, capital O, capital A as one.
Yeah, what do you call that?
A what?
Initialism?
Yeah, it's not a acronym, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Acronyms make words.
Acronyms you say as a word, you read out kind of as a word, like scuba and vagina. sorry. And Han, just go nuts. Tell us. You're right. Actually, Han was the worst explainer of this show. I'm going to just
Explain the show. Well, that's the thing. I don't like to spoil shows. So I like to be very vague.
So you definitely didn't do that. Well, you did because you told me about another show that was unrelated to this. So you definitely didn't spoil this one. Okay. It's about two women who work at a sausage factory. There. That's about as good as Han's original description of the show was.
What?
I was trying to describe Laverne and Shirley. What kind of place did they work? Oh, a beer bottling.
It was beer bottling.
Okay, I'm going to describe the OA.
How did you work at sausage again?
This is a mystery, sci-fi, fantasy mix-up. It's very confusing. It's very deliberately confusing.
It's like a mystery. Oh, yeah. You said a mystery.
And it's about a girl who...
It's a woman.
A woman who was missing and comes back unexpectedly, suddenly, one day. When she went missing, she was blind. And when she came back, she could see. When she was gone for about 9 years. So she went missing when she was a late teen and came back as a late 20s, right?
Something like that, so. Yeah.
And...
So the show is like a lot of flashbacks, as she explains.
First episode, she requests that five strong people meet her in an abandoned house, or a pre-built house,
just somewhere secret.
And she tells these people, we don't know why. And then over the course of the next few episodes, she tells these people.
Her story,
like what happened in the last, well, actually, for her whole life. She tells her life story.
How many episodes in are you?
I'm in episode 6 right now.
Okay.
Of 10 or 13, I don't know. It's
well, there's two seasons.
Yeah, it's two seasons. Anyways, it's very enjoyable. It's very strange. But on one hand, it's very strange and mysterious, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
It's very different from a lot of shows.
But on the other hand, it is a, just like, I'm not going to ruin it, but like, she was held captive, and it's described like, so it's kind of like it's a captive story about how someone was held captive with a kind of a kidnapper kind of person. And that went on for a long time. So it's kind of described in detail what happened during her absence, this captive story, which just by itself is an interesting, very exciting story, right?
Yeah.
So there's like kind of a, not really sci-fi fantasy, but just someone held captive and how like I assume they're escaping.
How they're trying to live and escape. About escaping.
We know they escape because she's escaped by, you know, in the first episode. So there's like just an interesting kind of like, you know, kidnapped captive story, plus all this other stuff about kind of weird science fiction and fantasy stuff. Yeah?
Well.
And there's a, you just don't know what's, like, there's a lot of setup, but you don't know what's, how it's
playing
off.
So it's kind of like two stories, because it's like the present day and her.
Right.
But a lot of it is about her flashbacks and talking about her past and, like, what happened to her.
Yeah. And then we don't know what's, like, I'm in episode six. I have no idea what's going on in the present, what's leading up to. That's kind of a mystery currently.
You also kind of learn about these people that she chooses.
Yes. And one of the people that she chooses is surprisingly an unexpected person you find in this show. It is an actress from The Office.
Yeah, that was a little...
What's her name on The Office? Lois? No, I don't know. She's a larger lady...
What was her?
Lois? I've been watching The Office.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Florence?
Edna? No. She's... How would you describe her in The Office? Just for fun. She's not the slut. The slut is a redhead, right? Well, she's
like the motherly figure.
Yeah, the motherly, kind of very kind, soft-spoken. Is she kind? I don't know. Anyways, the actress, one of the female actresses from The Office is in this, in a
Phyllis.
Phyllis is in it. Woo! But there's no one else that
all the other people are like
the main lady. She's from stuff, right? Brie Larson or whatever. Knows her name? No, Brett.
No, that's not Brie Larson.
No, Brett Larson or something. Whatever. I think the main character is from other things, but I think every other character is like kind of an unknown or a new person at least. So it's not star studded. The only...
Excuse me?
You heard me. The OA.
No, so it's a lot of fresh faces.
I recommend it. It is... I don't know... Like, after six episodes, I don't know what's going on. It's deliberately just teasing a bigger mystery and multiple mysteries, so...
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's very... There's a lot of...
like the whole captive thing,
it's pretty intense.
Isn't just a straightforward like,
and it's not like super violent. Thankfully,
the captive thing isn't just a straightforward. I'm keeping you prisoner. I'm going to molest you. Whatever. There's all sorts of mysteries,
as one does,
and kind of science fictiony stuff with that. Yeah. As you do, maybe. Yeah. 1 hour, 2 minutes. Do you have a Netflix fix to tell our?
I guess I will
distinguish listeners.
I would. Okay, two things, because I both like them and I can't choose. Number one, I really enjoyed
Prisoner's Dilemma, I'd say.
Sex Education.
Excuse me?
It's about this teenage
boy. I thought
we were
talking about Netflix here for...
Yeah. Okay. It's on Netflix.
Fine. I was making a joke that in general, Sex Education is what you...
His mother is a sex therapist played by Dana Scully.
Ah, Dana Scully from X-Files.
What's her name? Christine Pamela?
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson.
Okay, so not the character from X-Files.
So she plays a sex
therapist. The actress
therapist.
Who played that character is the... Okay.
And so he's like, he knows the ins and outs, as it were, of
Who's
sex.
He?
Her son.
Okay, like you didn't...
I said her his mom is a sex therapist.
Okay, but you just keep saying he, his, but who's... You didn't introduce... You didn't say there's a boy.
Yeah,
living.
I said a teenager, and his mom is Jillian... Is
Do
a sex therapist.
Outside? Okay, fine. Okay.
Okay, so far I've only talked about two characters, okay? The teenager, who's the main character, and his mother.
You didn't say the teenager is the main character. I'll rewind right now. My finger is this close to the touchpad.
I'm telling you now.
Is he a heartthrob?
No, he's a teenager.
And teenagers are not heartthrobs?
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe for some. He's played by the guy who was Ender in Ender's Game, the movie.
I hope he's older now.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a very entertaining show. He starts a sex therapy.
Hold on. According to Han, the heartthrob kid from Ender's Game.
What? I did not use the word throb.
I thought I'd be trying to funny there.
He somehow ends up starting like an advice service at his school because he knows all the ins and outs of sex, as it were, because his mother is a sex therapist. And so she...
I think I saw that first episode of this, actually.
It's really entertaining. I really enjoyed it. It's
Testing.
Very modern.
Hello. Why is my...
It...
Go on.
Okay.
Sorry.
I highly recommend it. The other recommendation is, so that was sex education.
Is there nudity in this?
Yes.
Okay.
There is nudity. There is full on teenage having fun. Number two is Maniac with, what are those two people? Jonah Hill and Emma Jackson? What's her name? Emma Peel. Stone.
Peel. Stone.
It's like an alternate universe of the 80s. And it's like...
So the 90s is what you're saying? No.
No, it's like the 80s, but it's like with slight differences. So instead of Atari, you have this other group. Instead of...
ColecoVision, it's... Intellivision.
Amway, or I don't know. It's just...
But wait.
It's really entertaining.
Does everything have an alternate name that doesn't match, or it's
different? It's not just... It's not different names. They have actually different technologies.
So instead of Atari, what is it? You said Amway. What?
I forget the names.
Like, is it Makaki? Like, just a different
name? Just another thing. Like, you have to watch it. It's just a different system.
So it's like a...
It's an alternate...
Alternate universe.
Alternate timeline of the Earth that these people live in. Oh, so it's similar. They have some similar things.
So in
they
the parallel like, universe theory, say the universe splitted, you know, in the 60s. And now this is the... Okay.
Okay.
So it's already,
they have their own,
already interesting premise.
They have their own Lord of the Rings, but it's not Lord of the Rings. They have their own, you know, NBC, but it's not NBC. It's all these like slightly different versions of
our universe. Do they have Campbell's soup?
It's just... That's just one interesting aspect of it. The actual interesting aspect is it's these two people who go into this drug
program. I need to know if there's a Campbell's soup equivalent.
I don't... Maybe. And now I want soup and pizza.
Should we just continue this when you find out the answer, or are we just going to keep talking about it?
We'll just keep talking about it. Okay. I really
this is me doing it. It's really interesting shtick.
Because like they take this drug and they have these, they're on this drug trial and the drug has these cycle effects. What do you call it? Cycle
bicycle
pseudoscience. What do you call it?
Side effects.
No, not side. Well, it has side effects, but they essentially go under these dream sequences and they're under observation. And they have these like kind of, I guess, drug trips, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And they're very interesting.
So it's like, what's that movie? Spotless Mind, Eternal Sunshine?
Yes. I guess you could compare it to that.
But there's no Atari.
There's no Atari.
Okay. That's.
I highly recommend, if you just want to like see 80s, an alternate version of the 80s and like a lot of like fun, like having fun with what that would look like.
So is it a comedy, a comedy drama? Is it a,
it's comedy, it's sci-fi. It's cause it's like alternate universe. It's like, it's not really a mystery. It's more like, these two people.
Well, you've convinced me. I'm going to give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. You might enjoy it.
Okay. Well, as we wrap up possibly our longest episode, we're going to go to the mailbag right now.
Check the inbox.
Actually, a lot of people are wondering this, and it's a question for Han.
Oh, God. Not again.
The question is, Han.
Yes.
Does flu mean anime?
Why you bring this up on the podcast?
Well, yes, why
flu means anime, so but it does, not forever.
Know. Well, for people now. Think it's forever.
Okay.
Because it's been... Like seven well, months?
2019 has been a long year, so we'll see.
I think it's actually a shorter year because there's no leap year. I'm just, for those of you keeping score at home, I'm...
Nerd.
I'm ridiculing Han for not updating his Han.com blog in...
Oh, so since, now you were telling people about the blog.
Mid-March. April, May, June, July, August... 5 months. Actually, seems like longer. He hasn't updated his thing in 5 months, even though there's a lot of things going on in his life.
One of the keys fell off my keyboard, and I just haven't gone around to fixing it.
You don't need the X. Actually, well, that's you kind of do with your update. You already mentioned your update. Did we talk about that? Yeah, you said you're going to be having
a child.
Child.
Birthing.
Ooh. Should we start over? It's only an hour and 8 minutes.
Welcome. Episode 52.
Well, this has been the episode 52 of the Dave and Han Show.
Most 52-est of episodes.
Now, should we go through with our plan of releasing episode... So we're going to release this first, and then episode 51...
Oh, 51st.
On September 20th.
We're going to do a little switcheroo.
Well, they're going to do that.
I'm going to do a switcheroo.
If anyone doesn't want us to do that, we have the technology. Just send us a little email.
We have people working in the labs around the clock.
By the way, our email has not worked for 3 months.
What?
The site and our email has not been up for 3 months.
The site has not been up?
Nope. I realized that there was a problem, and then I fixed it last week.
Oh, so that explains.
What? What does it explain?
Why we've not...
Okay, so any parting thoughts?
What did I have? I wrote something down. Oh, so now we're making fun of Hans, like...
Yes, we are.
My parting thought is where the... Okay.
How much scrolling are you doing? Jesus, Murphy.
My parting thought is...
By the way, I think we have to redo this. The audio sounds terrible. I think we've made a huge mistake.
What?
It's just so deep. There's Excuse no, me? What's How's the that? Word?
When is deep ever a mistake?
There's no variety. What's a, there's a word. There's no variety. There's no...
Sibilance?
Just...
Richness? Texture? Yeah,
there's no richness or texture. There's no...
Well, now you've ruined
texture
it.
To this audio. It's just...
Bland? Because of the filtering, the banter, the baffles, the bitters.
Okay, what's your parting thought?
My parting thought is that engaging with some people... It's just not worth your time. Sometimes it's just not worth your time.
Is this specifically about me or just in general too?
No. It's not specifically about you.
But I'm included.
Sometimes when you're sitting across from your co-host, you know, it's just not. No, it's just in general. Sometimes it's not worth some. Not you don't have to get along with everybody in the world. This is like a thing I really dislike about some people who think, oh, everyone's human. I can be your friend. Blah blah blah. No, some people you just. It'll never work, and just don't stop trying to make it work.
Is this about the Shensk?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The Shensk?
No.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Keep the comments coming and the likes. And
keep them coming.
Subscribe. Click below for the clickbaits.
Send us your feedback. At Han@DavidHan.com or Dave. What?
We should check if those work. But thanks for listening. Good night.